Okay, Glenn, he's on there.
Okay, hey, Skip.
Hello.
Hey, great, man. All right, well, it's just going to be me, and we're going to record for about 10 minutes, but it's not live, so they can fix it. And I'm just going to give you a quick idea. We're going to talk about the Little Rock game and Super Cason Evans, ask you to compare it to some of the great pitchers, single games you had. I was thinking, for a freshman, that's like Brett Laxton, huh, in 93?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I'll ask you about that. And then, Robin, I'm just going to put my phone on the microphone at one point and play a quick comment from Jay Johnson that he said about how he asked Skip about strategy at times. I just want you to hear that, Skip. And I'll ask you, you know, what kind of strategy tips or you've given him that he's already used, because I don't want you to have to say what he might not have used yet, you know, give away any secrets. And
all right, call me.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about how he's pitching Ianson now as a reliever, which you did a lot with your starter. So we're ready to start right now. If you're ready, Skip.
Ready.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right, Robin, you ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to On Base with Skip Bertman. This is Glenn Gilbo, Tiger Rag editor, and this is our second podcast installment with the great Skip Bertman here at Tiger Rag Studios. We'll skip LSU just defeated Arkansas Little Rock 10-6 on Monday night, and now they host West Virginia in the Super Regional, best of three, beginning Saturday, 1 o'clock on ESPN, and then they play 5 p.m. on ESPN2 on Sunday, and then if necessary, they play Monday at a time to be determined. LSU was facing elimination, Skip, after a 10-4 kind of a upset loss on Monday to a losing team, which LSU had never lost to in a regional game. What did you think of that game and then how the Tigers came back to win 10-6 on Monday night?
Well, I thought that Little Rock was really fired up all through their tournament, where they won 5 games, and then, of course, here, where they beat Rhode Island, and here, where they put up a great show against LSU. I must say the kids were all fired up. On the other hand, Jay comes back with a lineup change, and, of course, taking Zach Cowan out in the second inning and putting in Cason Evans, a freshman from Texas, who delivered an unbelievable 9 strikeouts in a row. And, of course, delivered the rest of the game until Ianson went in relief for 4 outs.
Right.
But, it was great. The other teams were really great. Look at the rest of the teams, like Vanderbilt, Mississippi, Florida.
Texas. Yeah, unbelievable. Nine SEC teams got beat.
Right. Nine when you put in Alabama and all the others.
Right.
But even seeds like Georgia.
Yeah.
Lost.
Vanderbilt was the number one seed. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. What it makes you think is baseball is getting tougher and tougher.
Yeah, the portal has leveled the playing field, and Jay has said a couple of times that, you know, the minor leagues aren't as big as they were. They're shrinking the number of teams, and the players are getting paid to stay in college, so they're staying in college more than going to the minors right now.
Okay, 100%. Jay, of course, he's right. And very few people are drafted, you know, lower than they used to be. Well, they had 40 rounds. Now they have 20. So obviously not everybody gets drafted. And you're right. There's only, I think, my minor league team for each team in the big leagues at the A level, and maybe high A and low A, but not many teams. So no place to put them. Can't draft them or sign them.
Hey, Skip, did Ben McDonald or one of your other great pitchers like Russell Springer or Brett Laxton, did they ever strike out 9 in a row?
I don't think so. Bill Frankis, of course, would know immediately. But no, I don't know that. I will say this. The game that Case and Evans pitched remind me of a great game at Long Beach by Mike Soroka. Of course, Brett Laxton in the final game, the 1993 right. College World Series, he struck out 16.
Wichita and State, course, right.
Yeah, against Wichita State. And I thought that there were other pitchers like Doug Thompson and others that rallied from time to time with a magnificent outing like Case and Evans. But Kaysen hadn't pitched in 17 days.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen, really, although he's a terrific pitcher and a great kid from Texas. And I think that he'll be the number 3 starter now if he doesn't have to use him in relief in game 1 or 2. And, of course, we hope to win games 1 and 2. With Cade Anderson and Anthony Iason.
Do you think there's a chance he might start Iason in the first game Saturday because he could bring him back in the third game? He actually kind of said that the other day. I mean, not that was a possibility.
Well, I'll tell you, in these times, meaning the tournament times, there's always a shot at bringing back an ace. And Jay, of course, has done that. Last year when he brought Cage Jump in, it was a great coaching move. And with 2 strikes, some guy, low batting average guy, hit a ball with eyes up the middle, North Carolina. But, you know, that's baseball. What you see is LSU is one of just a few SEC teams and other teams that handled a very, very, very tough regional, much tougher than it looked.
You're listening to the On Base podcast with Skip Burtman here. This is Glenn Gilbo with Tiger Rag Magazine. And, Skip, you know, I thought one of the great plays by Kaysen there, Jay sent him out there in the 8th inning. He gave up a couple of hits. And then there's a tapper back to Kaysen, and, man, he turned and threw to third, no hesitation, to get the force out. He threw a strike, man. That was huge. He got the first out, and then he came out of the game.
Let me say this about the outing with 109 pitches, which, of course, was a lot for Kaysen. But in that inning where he got the guy at third, he loaded the bases and then struck out a guy. Baseball is like that. You can't just throw 9 innings of 2 strikeouts a inning. You know, nobody can do that. So the outing by Evans was great. And his one inning where he walked the field, he struck him out. He was magnificent. I think he's one that's be a great future. And, of course, a professional draft pick when he's a junior.
Right. And, you know, Skip, the Little Rock came in here 24-32. They won the conference tournament. LSU went into the weekend with 75 losses in NCAA postseason play since before you got there, because they went to the regional once in the late 70s. They had 75 losses. And none of them were to a team with a losing record. So Little Rock was the first team with a losing record to beat them in the NCAA. And then had they won the second game on Monday night, you know, it would have been the biggest loss ever in NCAA postseason. Yeah, so a little pressure there for Jay.
I think what we saw here, though, for all people, is that in baseball, anything can happen. It's not like football, where you're bigger, stronger. Basketball, where you're taller, stronger. In baseball, the teams are similar. They all played in the same place the year before they went to college, or they came from another college that's transfer, which, of course, is so big today. Given all of that, I think Jay is just a wonderful recruiter of transfer people like this year. It's just incredible how his transfers have helped us. I'm very proud of Jay, very proud of the team.
All right, Skip, I want you to hear what Jay said about you on Tiger Rag Radio this week. Listen to this for a second. We're going to have to tape over this. Let's see. I messed that up. Okay. Shoot. I'm going to have to do that at some other point. Okay. Never mind. All right, Skip. We had Jay Johnson on Tiger Rag Radio this week, and he said that, you know, he often talks to you about strategy, particularly pitching strategy, and y'all have lunch every now and then, and also with pitching coach Nate Yeske. What's some of the strategy tips you've given him that maybe he's used recently?
Now, I'll tell you what, that's a very, very good question, of course, because I do see Jay, you know, every week or sometimes at practice, and, of course, after games and so on. The truth of it is, I can't give Jay Johnson any tips. He is a magnificent coach, way ahead of his time, unbelievable recruiter, unbelievable practice coach, great game coach, and of course he's also very good speaking to the team, motivating them. He's very, very good building a team concept. Very, very good. That's why we're where we are. Every year we're right here. You know, not many teams can do that.
Right. And Skip, one of the things he's doing is, you know, he's bringing Ianson, a starter, you know, one of his top starters, out of the bullpen in closing situations. You did that with Patrick Coogan in 97. You did it with Doug Thompson. Doug Thompson famously finished the 13-6 win over Alabama. And you would flip-flop pitchers. You did it with Trey Hodges in 2000. And you did that every year. You won the World Series at LSU, except in 91, because you had Green as a closer in those. But what led to that strategy, and why did you like to do that?
Well, I think that, you know, having three or four pitchers that can start on your college baseball team today is rare. All right, what you could have is two great starters and several relief pitchers. But it's very hard for somebody to come in and just dominate in the Southeastern Conference, although there are people that have done it. I think that Jay is great. I think Nate Yeske, there's a guy we should mention. I think he's a wonder. I think he's the best pitching coach in America. The kids never any feel their position like you saw.
Right.
Case in that, they hold the runners. They are terrific in strikeouts. They strike out a lot of people. I mean, our staff and all our players got a lot of people. I guess we're first or second or third in America with strikeouts. So I'm proud of Jay. He doesn't need any help from me or anyone else. He's the greatest.
Well, he's going to ask you. And he mentions you a lot. But, well, let's wrap this up. On Base with Skip Burtman podcast. Skip, what do you think of this Super Regional against West Virginia? West Virginia does not have great pitching, and they don't play great defense. Of course, you won a national championship in 93 with a team that set the school record at the time for errors. So you never know. But do you see LSU winning in two or three, or what do you see out of this regional?
Well, I don't know anything about West Virginia other than they have a good record. My God, their wins and losses are very similar to our record, which is really terrific. I don't know. I don't know anything about West Virginia, but I guarantee you this, Jay is going to study them on videotapes, and he's going to know an awful lot about them, 1 through 9, who can hit. He's going to know about their pitchers and what our hitters can do. Yeah, he's great at preparation.
It's going to be a fun one. LSU goes in at 46-15, and West Virginia is 44-14. 1 p.m. ESPN on Saturday. Skip, you'll be there. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Skip, and thank you all for listening to the Skip Bertman On Base podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Glenn. Okay.